Happy Servant Celebration Sunday. I'd like to read from the Gospel of Luke in chapter 10, kind of a traditionally, not necessarily a text you would read on a Servant Celebration Sunday, but I want to talk about it just for a second. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, verse 38, "Now, as they went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat at Jesus' feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all of the work by myself? Tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things, but few things are needed, indeed only one. Mary has chosen the better part, which is not to be taken away from her.'" I can't tell you how many times I've heard people refer to that text and then almost in a lament say, "I'm a Martha." Have you heard that before? As if, you know, like being a person who's wired towards service is sort of the secondary thing to the contemplative life, to silence and meditation and prayer and all these sorts of things. And I think that that's a misunderstanding of what's happening here with Jesus and Mary and Martha. Jesus will go on in a number of ways to invite his apprentices to a life of service. Like, this is the very heart of what it means to be a part of the kingdom of God, to empty oneself, humble oneself, lower oneself for the sake of others, to take on tasks that in other settings might be considered less than, for even the rabbi to get up from the table and wrap a towel around his waist and wash the feet of his disciples. It's not service that's being sort of put in a secondary category here, but it's the dynamic of what was happening in Martha's service and what had gone awry or gotten broken somewhere there along the way. Have you ever been a part of serving within a church or an organization and you found yourself a little bitter that everybody wasn't doing as much as you were doing? I'm probably the only one that's ever struggled with that, right? In fact, like, in some ways, when you're a part of a church, you get used to this because there's a good side to that. People are so passionate about the thing that they do, the ways that they plug in, that they might not necessarily know the million other things that other people are doing along the way. They just are, like, all about this thing that they're doing, this way that they're serving. We know something's gotten a little bit off when some bitterness or angst or judginess kind of comes into our hearts when we're serving, right? Jesus, in this moment, invites Martha into something that I want to just for a few seconds invite you into this morning. And that is this notion, not that serving is kind of a secondary function for an apprentice, but a reminder of where serving, and in fact, all things for the apprentice begin. And that is at the feet of Jesus. What Martha needs to understand here isn't that it's better to be a contemplative, you know, a meditator or a prayer than it is to be a doer and a server. What Martha needs to understand is that everything that has wired her in this way and everything that has invited her into a life of service flows out of Jesus. And if what she does begins with Jesus, then what she does is different because of Jesus, right? Instead of that service being marked by angst and bitterness and even sort of a posture of judging, it becomes the peace and the joy and the flourishing of life in the kingdom of God. And what we want Martha to learn that Mary is learning in this moment is that every moment and every breath for the apprentice is sitting at the feet of Jesus. Every moment is. Martha needs to understand that when she's cleaning that plate and when she's cooking that meal and when she's sweeping the cobwebs and the dirt. And this is sitting at the feet of Jesus. This is the reason there is peace and joy and flourishing in the life of service in the kingdom of God is because of Jesus, because Jesus gives us this glimpse into what God is like. And God is the God who empties himself and humbles himself and wraps the towel around his waist and serves even his own disciples, even his own apprentices. So I want to, as we celebrate each other this morning, because this is a church that loves to serve, I want to invite you, as we celebrate, back to the feet of Jesus and remind us that when we serve each other and when we serve in our workplaces, in our communities, and in the world, every ounce of that is good and flourishing and full of joy flows out of the life of Jesus for us. We're not celebrating service as if some people have just carried the burdens more than other people. No, we're celebrating service as the good life in Jesus, and that each moment of that is living and breathing in the goodness of Jesus. Are you with me, church? And so I want to celebrate a couple of areas of service that we have at campus that these must begin with sitting at the feet of Jesus. And when they don't, then we struggle. We struggle. But when they do, they are flourishing and full of life. And that is our shepherding families and our missional community leaders and our missional community hosts. These roles are different in some ways, but they also carry with them a similar kind of act of service and commitment to the way of Jesus. And so I'd like to ask, if you're a shepherding family, if you're a missional community leader, if you're a missional community host, meaning you open your home up for your community to come in and celebrate and mess up your home on a regular basis, would you stand for us, please, just for a second? Kenzie, stand up. And Hawthorns, you did it once. Okay, you got to stand up. You did it one time. Hey, listen, we want you to know we see you, and we're thankful for, I know that you carry some burdens, and you walk into some areas that people don't know about, and that you, your service is loving people, sometimes in really difficult spaces, or giving energy from yourself that you don't think you have again on Friday night Dakotas. Their Dakotas group meet on Friday night. They win the all-time award, don't they? All right, be seated, please. So I want to, we read this weekend in our missional community leaders training. I want to read this little prayer from Brother Lawrence. As a blessing to the shepherding families and our missional community leaders, but also as a blessing to all of our servants, this is a prayer from Brother Lawrence that is let's pause for a moment and sit at the feet of Jesus and remember what is the good life of serving in the kingdom of God. Brother Lawrence is this monk who spent his life washing dishes, working in a kitchen, and making sandals. It was his entire life. And his teachings and his writings were recorded into this little book called Practicing the Presence of Jesus. And the thing about Brother Lawrence was, He grew to believe that every little act of service was a partnership with God in what God was doing in the world. In a sense, it was every act of worship service was sitting at the feet of Jesus. That's why living the serving life is living the good life. Here's that prayer from Brother Lawrence. This is at least part of it. Lord of all pots and pans and things. That's what I want to invite you this morning, no matter where you serve. What are your pots and pans and things this morning? Lord of all pots and pans and things, since I've no time to be a great saint by doing lovely things or watching late with thee or dreaming in the dawn light or storming heaven's gates, make me a saint by getting meals and washing up the plates. Warm all the kitchen with thy love and light it with thy peace. Forgive me all my worrying and make my grumbling cease. Thou who didst love to give men food in room or by the sea, except the service that I do. I do it unto thee. Amen. Isn't that awesome? I want to invite you into that this morning, church, and I want to invite you to the table of the Lord. That we come to the table every Sunday together, and more than that, we gather at table throughout the week. And there's so many things going on at the table for us. But I want to invite us to the table at which Jesus is not only the meal, he is the meal. We receive his body broken and his blood shed, and we take Christ into us. And it is the table in which Jesus is the sacrifice. He is the object of our celebration and our mourning over his suffering. It is also the table at which Jesus is the servant. We come to this table and we're the apprentices. We're receiving the cup from Jesus' hand and the bread from Jesus' hand and an invitation to embody this kind of a life. Believing, the reason the table is so central for us is because we believe when we receive this invitation to the serving, lower, self-lowering, self-giving kind of loving life that we receive from Jesus at the table, we have been invited to the feet of Jesus. We've been invited into the good life, right, church? So we have two tables in front and two tables in back. And if you would rather just stay where you are and pray and meditate, if you'd rather be a Mary than a Martha this morning, that's not right. That's not how that's supposed to be interpreted. But if you'd like to do that, just raise your hand and someone will be glad to come serve you. Stand with me, church. Lord, we receive this table now from you. It's not ours, it's yours. That's why we believe every person in this room is welcome at your table because it belongs to you. We receive your sacrifice with thanksgiving and with mourning, remembering your suffering on our behalf and on the behalf of all of creation. We receive your sustenance at the table, your bread of life, the cup that is overflowing in our hearts. And we receive this invitation into the cruciform life, the lowering of self, the embracing of self-giving love on your behalf, believing that you're inviting us into the cruciform way, into the serving way, is a celebration. It's the good life for us. We love it. We're learning to love it. We're learning to find joy and peace and harmony with you every time we wash a pot or a pan or serve you in the smallest way. Thank you so much for inviting us into this kind of a kingdom that we never would have discovered on our own. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.